Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 2nd of April, 1967. And I know it has been a week and a half or so since I made the last tape. I just don't have time, Duchess. I know you have heard me say this many, many times, probably for years. But it's true. It is true. It's not that I'm working that hard, because really I am not. I can't say that, Duchess. I mean, I'm working only 9 hours a day. Nine hours every day, and a half a day on Saturday. But there's so much extra public relation type things that goes with this position. It's unbelievable. A lot of it I fully resent, because it takes up a great deal of my free time. But there is some of it that's social, and that's kind of nice. It's at my own choice, so to speak. For instance, I can't remember what happened the weekend. I'm making this tape in a rush again, because if I don't do it now, you know, I know I won't get a chance later this evening. I haven't the vaguest idea what I did last week. Oh, yeah, I do, too. In fact, last weekend was one of the nicest weekends I've had in a long, long time. I got off of work Saturday afternoon, and I didn't have to go back to work until Monday morning, which is normally the case on weekends. But so many times, as you know, activities come up in the service clubs, you know, an opening or an anniversary or something, and usually it's on a Sunday, so we go. And we don't get paid for it or anything like that, but we just feel that we should be there, because it's most important to the girls, you know, that the administrative personnel show up. So, anyway, this past weekend we didn't have anything we had to go to, and I managed to get out in the sun for a couple of hours, and boy, I get so brown so quickly, Duchess, really. You know, I had a bikini on for about a half hour, 45 minutes on Saturday, and then Sunday I sat out for about 2 hours in a pair of shorts and a halter, and I really got 2 good hours of the sun, and it's hot, real hot. I always think of the news that I hear or the weather I read in the paper, and it'll say 40 or 50 or 30 degrees or whatever back on the East Coast, and I just haven't seen snow since I left home. You know, we don't have cold weather here, not in this area, southern half of South Vietnam. It never gets cold. We get rain. In fact, I think we're probably starting into the rainy season. But even so, it's still very, very warm. You never need a sweater. I wear a sweater in the office because it's air-conditioned, and I do get chilly in the office. But outside, it's always, you know, 80, 90 degrees. It's always very, very warm. It's dry, and you get used to it. The thought of going into cold weather immediately from hot weather is enough to scare you to death. It really is, because many of our girls have taken trips to Tokyo, or some of the girls have come back after having been here a year. You know, they've gone home and come back, and it's shocking to your system, particularly after you've been here a while. Anyway, so it was a very, very relaxing weekend, and the two neighbors of mine, Duchess, I've mentioned them before. One is Bill Hawk, and the other is Bill Van Atten. Bill Hawk is the IG of UCV. He's the top IG man, and Bill Van Atten is his deputy. They're so good to me. This is part of the reason why I never have any time on my own. Now, right now, they just left. They're going to the CG's mess to have dinner, and they'll be back in an hour or so, and then we're going to have ice cream. They both cooked over the weekend. They both have hot plates, and they love this hot food, tamales and mushrooms and chili, and I can't eat all that. But over the weekend, Bill Hawk cooked one night. I think he cooked Saturday night, and then Van Atten cooked up something on Sunday night. And then, and I'm always invited to these things, you know. one room we drink in, and then we go to the other room and eat in and all this stuff. And they're so nice. And then on Tuesday night, both the men cooked a dinner, a beautiful dinner, and we invited Betty over. And Jane was very hurt because she had not been invited. But it was just a foursome, you know. And these rooms are very small, Duchess. Everybody has the same room. I mean, it's the same size and shape and everything. And as I say, there are 8 of these rooms in this particular house that I'm in. You know, they're all on the same level. It's one floor. And there are 4 on one side and 4 on the other. And there are only 2 women that live here, myself and Toddie. And she goes home tomorrow, I think. And I'll probably move another woman in. But it's very nice because all the rest of them are full colonels. So, you know, you get kind of like treated like a queen for a day, every day. But these two are my favorites. And so then Tuesday night we had this lovely, lovely dinner. They had charcoal broiled steaks and baked potatoes and asparagus, which I don't care for too much. However, then they had a beautiful salad. And we had wine with our dinner, and we ate by candlelight. And it's, you know, over here this is a lot to go to all this bother because we don't have a stove, and they don't have pots and pans, and half the time we don't have a knife or a fork. Anyhow, they did real good, and we were so full, and we had an after-dinner drink, that we never ate our dessert. They had made ice cream sundaes or something. And so we're going to have dessert tonight. I think Betty is coming over later. And so it's kind of nice. And they're real good. Like, I came home from work. I wasn't home, you know, a half hour. And Bill came over and he said, Ann, come and see the new stereo. He's been getting his stereo parts this past week or so. So over I go to see the stereo. Anything new happens, you have to come see it. And they're always buying things. They're like 2 little kids. They really are. Like Bill Van Atten bought a beautiful bedspread, and he got a little flower box with beautiful flower paper flowers in it, and they get all this stuff from Sears, or 9/10 of it. They're always sending for things, and so when he got his little flower box, he put it over his bed, and then he had to have some perfume to make it smell, so I gave him mine, you know, and he poured half a bottle in. But anything new comes, you know, they come knocking on the door, come and see what I got, you know. It's very nice. It's very pleasant. And then, as I said, on Sunday, see, they're kind of bigwigs, and particularly Hawk. He is the man. So he takes his own time about going to work. I mean, he goes in every morning, but like he takes maybe 2-3 hours for lunch, and he sunbathes out here. So on Sunday, he didn't go in at all on Sunday. He got to enjoying the sun so much, he just didn't bother to go to work. But Van Atten has to run in because he's only the deputy. So anyway, I spent all afternoon, you know, out here sunbathing, and we were reading Playboy magazines and all this stuff. It really is a riot. But it's very nice because, you know, if I need anything or want anything, or if I'm not well or something, they would do anything at all to assist. And then, in addition to that, let's see, tomorrow night, every night it's something, Duchess. Some of it is connected with work. Like last night, there was a party for the sergeant major. She's a female down at the casualty department, which is at the end of the hall where we work. And there are only, I think someone said, 10 female sergeant majors in the entire army. And she just got this promotion. So they had a small party. This, to me, is public relations. I didn't care to go. I don't know her too well. You know, I have seen her. But because we work so closely, we thought we should go. So we did. We went down, and it was only a short ways over here, and close to where I live. And I didn't even eat. They had steaks and everything. I just wasn't that hungry, and I had a couple of drinks. And then I snuck away, you know, about 8:10. I told Jane I was leaving, and I said goodnight to the host and all, and I left. I wasn't in my room 10 minutes when 2 of the majors who were there were standing at my door with, they'd brought their own drinks over, and they said, how come you left the party? And I said, well, you know, enough's enough. I just wanted to come home and get into a pair of shorts and sweatshirt or whatever. So they proceeded to sit down and have their drinks, right? So along comes Hawk. He had gone to dinner, and he stopped back, you know. So everybody, I didn't know I was having the party in my room last night, but that's where it wound up being. And this is the kind of thing that goes on. Everybody, you know, there's so few women, the same old story. So if you'd let them, you'd have people every single night of the week. And I don't like this, but I do like, I went over to Bill's and I watch his TV. He has a TV and he has beautiful stereo music. And every night he brings me the newspaper. And he said to me tonight, he said, you know, you have a very high paid paper boy. I said, yeah, it's nice when you have the IG of the U.S. Army in Vietnam bringing you your newspaper every day. That's pretty good, I think. Anyway, what else? I should have a sip of my tea. This isn't really a newsy tape, Duchess. It's just trying to point out the little bit of real privacy type of thing. It just is so scarce, you know? Well, by the time you get home, it's usually it's 6 or so, and Jane is always saying, let's stop for a drink. And then if you go to eat supper and get back from the mess, it's 8:30 or whatever, and somebody's always knocking at the door, and the evening's gone, just gone. I have to tell you, what was it? Monday, yeah. Let me swallow my tea. I'm telling you, I don't even go eat, Duchess, at night. I've gotten away from the meal in the evening, which is good, because a lot of mornings I'll have breakfast and I have a big lunch, and 3 meals a day is no good for anybody. And I think I'm holding my own weight. I mean, I had gained a few pounds, see, and if I let myself go here, I would gain many pounds, because the food is better here, you know, and I'm not doing as much physical activity. I mean, I'm working in an office, and I'm not doing nearly as much traveling right now, because we're up to our necks in this conference that's coming up next week, and I've had a large percentage of the responsibilities of this conference, and I've been working very hard, but it's behind a desk, and so I'm watching my food intake, you know, and I think I'm holding my normal weight, which is good. I don't want to gain any. I feel great, and I have good color, Duchess. I have rosy cheeks, believe it or not. I really do. And I'm, you know, brown. Of course, I never wear stockings, ever. No girdle. Oh, dear, let me swallow my tea. Okay. What I started to tell you, Monday and Tuesday, I wasn't sick, Duchess, but, well, I was too. I was sick on Monday. I got up Monday, and I felt marvelous. I had, as I said, a tremendous weekend. I rested. I was tired. I was tired because I put in a lot of hours. So I just went to bed early, and I laid out in the sun and all this, and I felt real good. However, Monday I got up feeling like $1 million, and I went and had breakfast. And after breakfast, I took my malaria pill. We're still supposed to take one every week. And I usually do. And I've been taking them now for, I don't know, 3.5 years. Anyhow, I got real sick at work. I had diarrhea, throwing up. It just kind of hit me. And I got dizzy, real dizzy. I mean, to the point where everything was just spinning. So anyway, I came home. I was real bad. I couldn't imagine what had happened to me. And I think it's the malaria pill. Anyway, I came home Monday and I spent most of the afternoon in bed. And that's the first time, and maybe the whole time I've been over here, that I've been real sick enough that I had to go to bed. It was just that. Once my stomach was emptied of my breakfast, you know, I just was too dizzy to really walk around. So Tuesday I got up, and I wasn't sick. I didn't throw up. I had no diarrhea or anything, but I was still dizzy. And it was just as though, Duchess, I had 4 or 5 martinis. Or martinis. I mean, just a real high, lightheaded feeling. And so Tuesday morning, Jane took me over to the dispensary, and I saw the doctor for a minute, and he just checked out my vision, because I told him everything was kind of moving around, and I felt off balance, like my inner ear was affected. And of course, we've had a couple of girls that have had a disease of the inner ear, a fungus. And he thought it was the malaria pill. And he says, sometimes you can go for a long time and it doesn't affect you, but then you build up some kind of a resistance or something. And he said, this very often does exactly what I had, you know. But he told me to stand up straight and put my legs together, my ankles close together, stand up perfectly straight, and close my eyes. Well, I did, and I fell over. I just went clunk. So he gave me Dramamine, motion sickness, you know. And so I took them Tuesday, and then yesterday morning, Wednesday, I took one in the morning, and I felt fine yesterday, and I didn't take any today. I was supposed to take them every 4 hours, but I couldn't tell whether I was dizzy or not unless I wasn't taking the pill, right? So I didn't take any yesterday except the one at 7 in the morning, and I had none today. I feel fine. I'm all right now. But for the 2 days, boy, I was on cloud nine. A lot of people over here cannot take the malaria pill. They get deathly ill every time they take it. But it has never affected me, and I have nothing else to blame it on but the pill, because I had done nothing out of the ordinary. I hadn't eaten anything that I don't eat every morning. And it was just funny. I had never had that sensation of my head spinning. And I was just so light and gay, I didn't care about anything. I really didn't. It's a tremendous feeling. But, of course, I couldn't concentrate on my work, and I have a lot of things I have to do, you know. Anyway, so that was the extent of my dizzy spell, whatever it was. And as I say, that ended, thank goodness. There's no time to be sick. Jane keeps telling me we've got too much to do. So I rule out any ailments. But other than that, I really feel good. But the one thing, I keep telling myself I'm not going to drink anything tonight. And I don't drink a lot, Duchess. But it's all these social things. You have one, two, maybe three drinks. Oops, I think we have to flip over. But